Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast, and we're played every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also check out the full station broadcast schedule at dreamvision7radio.com. You can also go to my website and get to the radio show from there as well. And my website is mindhealthcoach.com. And we have plenty of archive shows for the last few years on dreamvision7radio.com that you can access on many different topics that we've covered. And I've had many guests in the past, so check those out as well. So I'm really excited to be on the show today talking about some different topics that are things that I'm really focusing on at this time. And the major point in my life right now is self-care. Self-care for lowering stress, self-care for overall well-being, and self-care for the overall journey that I'm on. And I actually have a lot of things coming up, so I want to talk about those briefly. I have some different webinars that are coming up, so I encourage you to visit the Mind Health Coach website if you're not already on my email list to get on there. We are having, like I said, several webinars that are coming up. We also are I'm going to be a featured keynote speaker on a cruise that's happening in May, which would be an amazing, amazing Mother's Day gift if you're wanting to spend some quality time with family members and also have someone in your life that is affected by dementia. The cruise, you know, it's a typical cruise, but it's actually going to feature a conference on board, which I'm the keynote, and it's going to be discussing dementia-type care topics. I also have a colleague that is coming aboard that is a nurse. She is a Reiki master and also a bishop of the Madonna Ministries, but she is also an RN for about 40 years, caring for a lot of folks with dementia. And she knows dementia inside out. So she's going to be offering different topics that are really about the care process, about lowering your stress and managing the behaviors and that sort of thing that we come across when we're dealing with dementia. But she also is going to put in her mix of she has a very eclectic mix of knowledge when it comes to chakra balancing and Lipterian Reiki and also herbal remedies. She has her own line of herbal remedies, and she can check your medications to make sure they don't have interactions with her blend. So she is going to be working with me and providing workshops, and her name is Paula Goldman, and she's an RN. And I am going to be presenting all kind of topics on everything from meditation to meditation with your loved one with dementia, to stress management techniques and emotional freedom technique for grief, for fear, anxiety, and doing positive visualization and positive affirmations to promote overall well-being. We're also going to really dive deep into essential oils on the cruise. We're going to talk about different meditation styles and using the essential oils So I'm really excited about this cruise. As I said, it's going to be happening on May 19th. It's a dementia-friendly conference at sea, 7 nights on Holland America, MSV Beedner, I think I'm saying that right. That's the cruise ship. It sails out of Boston around 4 o'clock on the 19th, and you come back on Saturday, the May 26th, and we're inviting dementia clients and their families or caregivers. So there's many options to look at. I have a contact person who is also a dementia expert, and you can ask her any questions about the conference as well as booking your cruise with us. She does both the planning and the nursing aspect of this cruise, and her name is Kathy Shoa, and her number is 219-608-2002. That's 219-608-2002. And I'm really excited to work with Kathy. She does a lot of work with the Alzheimer's associations in the Midwest, I believe. And then I do a lot of work locally in Mass, New Hampshire, and Connecticut. So hopefully we can have a lot of people that can partake in this adventure and get some great information, some good learning techniques. I've also hosted the Newcom expert on my show before, but we are going to be having a Newcom lounge. Newcom is a piece of equipment that is pretty innovative, and it helps people relax. So if you or your loved one that has dementia has anxiety or fears, this particular technology would be applied by the nurse, Paula Goldman, and it really helps you relax. So that's something that's very holistic and natural, and we'll be having on the cruise as well. So it's a very exciting event, and I'm really looking forward to it. You can always email me, too, if you have any questions. You can email me at info@mindhealthcoach.com. And again, that's info@mindhealthcoach.com. And you can email me about the cruise, or you can email me about any topic that you'd like to talk about. So as I mentioned in the beginning, we're going to be talking about self-care during this program. I think it's very important at this time that we all take a look at that, especially with all of the stressful things that are going on around us. It is important that we maintain our own levels of high frequency. And with all of the negative news, dramatic things that are happening with the weather and so much loss for different folks, there is still the potential and possibility to achieve inner peace and overall well-being if you are able to center yourself and do the self-care techniques that are required to lower your stress and to refocus you on positive thoughts. Because everything happens all the time. There's all different things that happen in individuals' lives. At this time, humanity, especially in the U.S., it seems, has been faced with a lot of different scenarios, especially with, and it's not just the U.S., it was the islands down in the Caribbean that were deeply affected. So, I'm sending many prayers to all of those islands that were affected in Puerto Rico and Texas and Florida. It's unbelievable that all of these masses of land and areas have been totally overwhelmed by Mother Nature, and time to rebuild and time to grow from this. And I know that's difficult to even see at this juncture, because there's just a survival mode going on. And that's where I say we need to talk about self-care, because if we're not taking care of ourselves, it's like the stewardess says on the airlines when they're getting you in flight, they say you need to take the oxygen mask and place it on yourself first before you can help others. And really, that's where we need to be. We need to be really concerned with our own well-being, our own stress levels, our own feelings of emotions and loss and grief, and get in touch with that, acknowledge it, and then really love yourself. And that's something else. That's another part of this particular radio show that I'd like to talk about, and that's focusing on the love, because so often we can focus on what do we do now? How can we get through this? Are we going to survive? Are we going to be able to get back to a normal life? And these are all valid concerns. They're all very valid concerns. It's a matter of knowing, though, that this is a journey, and we all encounter very difficult circumstances at different times and points of our lives. And our experiences all may be extremely different, and some people have varying degrees of the difficulties that they're challenged with. Myself, I've recently gone through a surgery and, had a hysterectomy, which is, it's been a big part of my self-care has been acknowledging that I need to take better care of my physical being when I am feeling the need to keep going. Because myself, I am the type of person who, even though I had a hysterectomy, I still want to go. And people around me are like, you've got to really take care of yourself. And I finally heard the message when last week it was my birthday, and I was hosting a party that I knew about that was for my birthday on the weekend. And I really wanted to, kind of clean up my house. It's been about 4.5 weeks since I've had the surgery, and I wanted to make sure everything was perfect. And I ran around doing all this work, and we actually had a clam bake at my house. So I was assisting with different tasks that I probably shouldn't have been, and it was a lot of repetitive stuff I was doing that kind of aggravated the area that, the abdominal area where it's very sensitive when you have this type of surgery, this type of procedure. And what I realized is I really overdid it. By Sunday, I was pretty much done. I was cooked. And I was like, what did I do? I really should have been more mindful and performing self-care on me and saying no and saying, I don't care how messy the house is at this point, understand where I'm at. But, being that I'm a Virgo and I'm a perfectionist, I really didn't want to go that route at the time. Hindsight is always 20/20, so I decided that in the future, if I have something like this, I'm going to either ask for it to be delayed to another time, or if I have a procedure like this, I'm going to ask the kind folks that wanted to have the clam bake for me to maybe postpone it till I'm feeling better, or maybe just not care so much about making everything perfect. And, it really made me realize that I have to be mindful of how I feel, and I have to say no, and I have to understand that other people will view what I'm doing as self-care, especially in the condition that I've been in. I did end up having to take additional time out of work because I did not adhere to self-care techniques. So I understand now even more how important that is, because I'm using my time off for recuperation still, where I was doing very, very well and shouldn't have had to, but I kind of had a setback with all that I did. So we really need to know that point. And when I talk about the dementia caregivers, the folks that are caring for people with dementia, I want you all to know that it's so important to take care of yourselves. And there's a there's a statistic that's pretty staggering, and it's 1 in 5 people that are caring for somebody with dementia actually passes before their loved one that has dementia. And, you know, that's a pretty important fact to recognize when you are a caregiver for somebody with dementia, that we sometimes are so busy and so focused on the individual that has the disease that we just get lost in that, and we do so much work. And I talk about this from both a professional standpoint and a personal standpoint. I had a grandfather, my grandfather on my mother's side, that passed from dementia, Alzheimer's, full-blown Alzheimer's, back in the 80s. And it was very traumatic for my family. I was young at the time. I was about 9 or 10 years old at the time when it happened. But it was very, very challenging for my grandmother, who lived with my grandfather. Obviously, they were married a long time, had 8 children together. And so, you know, they were very well connected in many ways, on many levels. And to see the decline happening to her husband was very difficult for my grandmother and all of the children, all of the adult children that were surrounding my grandfather. And my family lived directly across the street from my grandmother and grandfather. And it was, you know, it was on our shoulders a lot of the times to do the caring for my grandfather. And we were there through thick and thin. We were there dealing with a lot of the behaviors and the challenges. And I can remember as a child even being his caretaker as often as I could be, at whatever level I could do it at that time, and just watching all of the adults around me being extremely stressed out. You know, my family chose to place my grandfather in a skilled nursing facility in the end because he was a wanderer, and it was very risky with where they lived, and my grandmother wasn't able to maintain him in the house. So, you know, he had his own mind, and he would basically just go and make some judgments that weren't safe. So at that point, we decided, well, all of the adults in the decision-making process decided it was time to put him in a skilled nursing facility. And it was very difficult for my family to do that. And when they did, you know, it wasn't an easy journey after that as well, because there was behaviors that escalated. And then back in the 80s, they didn't really have a firm grip on how to care for loved ones with dementia. They kind of use techniques that are looked at as inappropriate nowadays. You know, nowadays in the facilities, they have regulations. They have different regulations, like you can't even put a bed up against a wall that's considered a restraint. Back in the 80s, it was a different world, and, you know, there was a lot of different care techniques that were used. And, you know, I'm not faulting anyone for that. We did the best we could with what we knew back then. But for our family, it was extremely traumatic to see our loved one going through the care measures that they were going through. And he actually was bounced. He had different behaviors that caused him to be bounced from several different facilities, and finally ended at his last place where he actually passed. But, you know, at the time, like I said, it was so difficult for my family. Even though they weren't doing direct hands-on care day in and day out, it was still extremely challenging because they never knew when they were going to get a call in the middle of the night, or, you know, if something was going to go wrong with the way his behaviors were. And the facilities weren't well equipped either. They didn't have the different aspects of units that they have at this point in time. And like I said, their care approaches were extremely different, and sometimes challenged the patients that had dementia quite difficultly. And with all of that being said, you know, I watched a lot of my family members struggle, and it also impacted my grandmother severely, you know, watching her husband have this major decline in, you know, going through all of this experience with the different skilled nursing facilities. And it made her terrified of going ever to a nursing home. And so with that being said, she basically was, you know, she was very sound of mind. Her problem was arthritis and mobility, but extremely sound of mind. And she actually lived till she was 96 years old. You know, she was terrified of ever having to go into the skilled nursing facility. And I think a lot of people are. I've spoken to a lot of families and a lot of folks that are faced with those challenges. And, you know, it's not something that anyone wants to move out of their home and move into a facility for the rest of their lives. So, you know, the meaning behind self-care, it's so critical that we look at it for all family members, not just ourselves. And with that being said, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the Mind Health Coach program.
To my love, took it down.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Are you curious about the afterlife? Do you strive to connect with spirit? Are you feeling stuck on your life journey? Join psychic mediums Colette Baron-Reed and Maureen Hancock at Omega this October for 3 days of messages, presentations, and readings. You'll fine-tune your natural psychic abilities, use oracles to guide your way, and learn to connect with loved ones on the other side. For 10% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for this workshop with Colette Baron-Reed and Maureen Hancock at eomega.org.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Discover how self-love and acceptance can bring healing into your life with Anita Morjani. Anita journeyed from end-stage cancer to total health by learning to love and accept herself unconditionally. This October, Omega Institute presents Be Yourself and Love It, a weekend workshop with Anita Morjani. Discover Anita's step-by-step process to develop your own self-worth and lead a happier, healthier life. For 10% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for Be Yourself and Love It. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach program with Leah Marie. I'm your host, and this is a Dream Vision 7 radio show that's played every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. You can also visit my archives there and check out different shows that I've done in the past. I have many different topics and different guests that I've had on the show, so please enjoy. And you can also get there from visiting. I'd love you all to visit my website, which is mindhealthcoach.com. And also, I was talking before the break about a great opportunity for those of you tuning into my show for the first time. I often frequently speak about dementia and caregiving, because I have, on both a personal and professional level, experienced a lot with that population of folks that are challenged with dementia and all different types. On a personal level, I was just explaining before the break that my grandfather had Alzheimer's, and that was really a challenge for our family. And you know, on a professional level, I've worked for many years, at least over 10 years now, in the elder care field and helping with caregiving and professional caregiving, training caregivers, working with the Alzheimer's associations, helping with support groups and that sort of thing, and all for, you know, helping with dementia, improving brain health and lowering stress. That's been my area of expertise. And also, you know, I work for a company called Family Care Plus. They're out of Connecticut, and we do live-in care, and I am the corporate director for that program. But one exciting thing that's coming up for, it could be a wonderful opportunity if you have a loved one that is challenged with any level of dementia, is we have a cruise that is going to Bermuda. I don't even know if I mentioned it's a cruise to Bermuda. I don't know if I said that initially, but it's a 7-night cruise on the Holland America MS Veen Dam. I'm not sure if I'm saying that properly. That's the ship's name. And it's a dementia-friendly conference at sea that we're going to be hosting on the cruise. It's round trip from Boston, Massachusetts. So if you're from New England, then, you know, hop aboard. If you have a loved one that you're looking for a great Mother's Day gift for, and, you know, you, as I said, you're affected by that type of disease process, this might be a wonderful trip and a wonderful time for everyone to get together and join us. We're going to be doing a lot of different workshops on board, and the workshops that I'm going to be, I'm actually the keynote speaker for the conference, and the workshops that I'm going to be addressing is holistic stress management using different natural ways, such as meditation, that has positive effects on the brain and overall well-being. And the practice of meditation, we're going to dive in deep with that. We're also going to do meditation with your loved one with dementia and different techniques to help them get there to the state of meditation that you need to be in. I'm going to talk about how it improves brain health. We're going to talk about different strategies for improving brain health too and overall well-being. And we're going to also take a perspective of self-care, which this show is kind of based around self-care today. So that's what I'm going to be presenting. And then I have another presenter on there that's a nurse who has like over 40 years experience in dementia care, and she's also very spiritual. She is a bishop, and she's a Liberian Reiki master, and she is just an amazing, amazing person. She also, her name's Paula Goldman, and she is an expert in herbs and products for relaxation, chakra balancing. She's going to be giving clinical ideas for care management and home safety and do's and don't tips for strategies for dementia. We're also going to have a new calm lounge, which is a technology that is used to help with relaxation and lowering agitation. And it's just going to be an amazing cruise. If you don't have somebody with dementia, but you know somebody that is in your, you know, in your travels that has dementia or their family member does, please share this with them. You can, I don't have the page up yet. I'm going to be having it up on my website over the weekend. But if you want more information, you can email me and I'll be sure to get the information out to you. My email address is info@mindhealthcoach.com. And also Kathy Schoaf, she is an RN. She is also, you know, she's organizing this whole conference, and I'm working with her, but she will take your reservation, so you can call her if you have any questions about pricing and the opportunity to do this. Her number is 219-608-2002, and again, it's a 7-night cruise on the Holland America to Bermuda, and it's round trip out of Boston. And the conference that's going to be hosted on the ship is for dementia clients and their families or caregivers. Very exciting. And if you want to enjoy the cruise, but you feel that you need some additional help, we can definitely help you get caregiving aboard. So that's something else that, you know, is available if you want to be on the cruise and have a little bit of flexibility with going off and doing some things on your own. As I mentioned, this particular show today is about self-care, and I'm talking about a lot of aspects of self-care, and it's about perception. When we're thinking about self-care, we have to be mindful that our bodies need physical self-care, our minds need self-care, and our hearts need self-care. Our consciousness needs a clearing and self-care every day. And we come in contact with so many different things that can shift all of those aspects. We can shift our perception instantly. And it is a matter of changing your perspective in order to decide which way you're going to flow. And when I say which way, everything can be looked at with either a fearful thought or a loving thought. And I feel that it is most healthy and in our best interest to err in the side of the loving thought. And I saw an interesting documentary today about a woman that survived the Holocaust. And the Holocaust is always, it was so intense, and it was such a time that humanity suffered, and we suffered great losses from that, but we suffered in a way that also in the long run has brought us such lessons. And I listened to this very, very wise woman today. I don't have her name in front of me, but her story was phenomenal. She was a twin, and she was taken for human experiments. And it was pretty amazing what happened to her. She was injected with different things. Her sister was as well. And they were treated, you know, obviously extremely poorly. And she was used as a guinea pig. And, it must have been so traumatic. I think she was around 10 years old when this occurred. And her story was that she came to a point. Her sister died in the 90s. She's still alive, this particular twin. And she came to a point during that time of the experimentation on her that she almost died. And she survived. She ended up surviving. They had injected her with something that made her very sick. And the doctor had said that she was going to die within 2 weeks. And she, you know, basically was sent off to some barracks that was looking like a hospital but really was a place to just die. And she struggled through and she survived. And then they brought her back to the experiment center and were performing more experiments on her. And finally, you know, she was able, the war ended and her sister were able to escape and get out of this horror. Now this woman, she has a very interesting perspective, and it might be difficult for some people to understand, but I get it where she comes from. She was asked to speak in Boston, and I don't know if she did the conference yet or not, but I think she did, and she was also asked to reach out to any doctors that were involved in those experiments if they were still alive and see if they would attend the conference with her. And she did find a Nazi doctor that she communicated with and found that he was in deep depression over what had happened during the Holocaust, as he should be, because many, many people died at his hands. And, you know, I think that this experience that happened from here was extremely healing to both of them, and maybe healing to all folks that were still experiencing the traumatic effects of the Holocaust. But what she did was she was working with this doctor. She actually forgave him. She felt that forgiveness was necessary in order for her to even communicate with him. So she did. And she ended up challenging herself to forgive the doctor that was the head. I think his name was Mengel, and he was the angel of death or something like that. And he actually was hands-on with this particular experimentation with these twins. And so she knew him and had great animosity, of course, for him, great anger towards him, and just never thought it was going to be possible for her to forgive. And she actually went through a process of forgiveness. You know, it's not like she was standing in front of him or anything like that to be able to forgive, but she changed her perspective and she forgave for herself. She forgave for herself and her family. And it freed her. She said she's finally free of all of the trauma that came into her life because of that experience. And I think that's such an incredible lesson, because if somebody like that, who went through so much trauma, I just feel like I could cry over what she went through now today, you know, thinking about all of those folks and what they went through and how so many people suffered and died. I don't know what greater forgiveness there could be from somebody like her. It just touched me in such a way that I can't believe that she's able to forgive, but I understand it. And I think it's so accurate that in order to let go of that energy of negativity and anger, it's forgiveness to heal yourself. And you're not doing anyone, especially yourself, any favors by hanging on to that anger and hate. And you know, I take that as a lesson in today's world, where we're looking at different societies and the way they're operating, and even within our own society and how things are and what we're challenged with and the political aspect of what's going on in the world and, you know, our leaders and the questions that we have about them. And I'm not saying that at this moment in time we're set up to forgive, but we have to shift our perspective. And when we come back, there's going to be a break, I believe, in a moment. I want to discuss a little bit more about that and, you know, also about the self-care techniques that you can do. And I also want to have everybody take a moment, because I think at this point in time in our lives as humans, we really need to get in touch with our being and all of our being, and that means the oneness of all beings on earth. And I'd like to say a prayer in the last segment, so if everyone can be ready for that, that would be wonderful. I'd like to send out some energy through this show to the rest of the world and the planet. We'll be back momentarily. Thanks for listening.
Explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Discover how self-love and acceptance can bring healing into your life with Anita Morjani. Anita journeyed from end-stage cancer to total health by learning to love and accept herself unconditionally. This October, Omega Institute presents Be Yourself and Love It, a weekend workshop with Anita Morjani. Discover Anita's step-by-step process to develop your own self-worth and lead a happier, healthier life. For 10% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for Be Yourself and Love It. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best. You can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Omega Institute presents John of God, one of the world's most revered spiritual healers and mediums. Experience the healing power of John of God and join his team of healers for guided meditation and prayer October 3rd, 4th, or 5th. To register for John of God, call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002. Mention discount code DREAM to receive 10% off when you register for John of God. Learn more at eomega.org.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast, and you can tune into this show on Fridays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. It actually isn't live. I said live, and it isn't live today. Unfortunately, I'm not live, but I do some live shows occasionally, and I believe we're going to try doing some video along with the radio show soon, so I'm excited about that. So you guys can see me and my hand movement, my body language, which is happening even right now. So I'd love to share that with you because a lot of communication happens through body language. So you can see how passionate I am and see when I'm smiling or whatever's happening across my messaging for body language. I'd love for you guys to tune into my show and let others know about it. I have some important topics that are coming up. We're doing a dementia-friendly cruise conference on a ship that's going to Bermuda for 7 days in May. It's May 19th is the beginning of the cruise, and it ends on the 26th. You can find out more information by emailing me at info@mindhealthcoach.com. And also, I have a person who is actually an RN. She is taking the bookings. She is coordinating the conference with me. She is also a cruise planner. So her name is Kathy Shoaff, and she works with the families to get everything set up. And her number is 219-608-2002. And her email is kathy.shoaff@cruiseplanners.com. As I said, this cruise is happening around Mother's Day, so it's pretty exciting, and we're very thrilled about that because we're hoping that a lot of you families out there would love to honor your family and take a cruise. We're encouraging, you know, not just the person and caregiver to go with dementia, but make it a family adventure. And we're going to be spending 4 days in Bermuda, and that'll be May 21st through the 24th. We'll be in Bermuda, and we'll be sailing out of Boston. So it's a total of 7 nights. We have different budgets, different rooms for different budgets. So check it out. I am going to have a page on my website. It's probably going to be up by next week. But as I said, Kathy can fill you in with all of the details. I'm going to be the keynote speaker aboard the ship, and I also have some folks coming on board to work do workshops with me, Paula Goldman, who is an RN and also a bishop of the Madonna Ministries and a Lyterian Reiki light worker. And she's going to be sharing all different aspects from spiritual to, you know, home safety. So it's going to be quite a blend of knowledge that you can earn from coming aboard. Also, just the experience of being together at sea, I think, will be so exciting. And we're really looking forward to this adventure. As I mentioned before going on a break for commercial, we are looking at self-care and self-care techniques. It's important that you do take care of yourself, that you're mindful of your being, your overall well-being, how you are physically, how you are mentally. I recently had a surgery, as I mentioned. It has been a learning lesson for me because I am somebody that's go, go, go all the time. I do a lot of traveling, and I've spent more time at home in the last month than I have probably, I don't know, in the last 6 months. So it's been an interesting time for me, but it also has provided me with the time to kind of really get centered and get in a space where I have inner peace and inner knowing. And, you know, I think with all that's going on, I mean, I watch all of these things happening and destruction happening from hurricanes and threats of nuclear war and, you know, things that are being said that are so negative and really abusive within humanity and our leaders that are doing that. And I say, we've got to focus on the love. The love and forgiveness is really critical at this time, especially for those that are working with energy, that are light workers. And you have a choice. You have a choice of erring in the side of focusing on the perception of love, or you have a choice to focus on being in a space where you're in constant fear, that you're in a space of anger. And these are not good for you. This type of energy, these thoughts, I'll tell you, a lot has been being discovered with the brain and how it interacts with the whole body. And it's so fascinating to me. I'm not, you know, a nurse. I'm not an expert in that at all. I'm quite a novice, but I read everything I can about neuroscience and how the brain is being studied, and so many new things are discovered. Every day it seems they're coming out with something new that they've discovered about the brain and how it interacts. And what we do to ourselves when we're having any negative thought, and I'm not saying that you can't avoid, that you can avoid every negative thought that comes into your atmosphere, because that is impossible. We are humans. We are experiencing life. We're here for that reason. We are students. We are learning. We're learning lessons from those negative experiences. But it's how your perception is when you're being confronted with any negative issue. And do you choose love or do you choose fear-based thinking? And if you're choosing fear-based thinking, the intricacies that happen are you have a fear thought. Immediately, your brain signals to call in cortisol to your body. Cortisol is something that's wonderful if we are running from a dinosaur, or we are actually, you know, having to get out of a crisis situation, or maybe we are sick with a cold. Cortisol actually comes in when you have a low-grade fever, and it actually helps eliminate the bacteria that is making you sick. So it has its purposes. But when we are producing chronic cortisol, it is detrimental to our well-being. It causes inflammation in the body. Inflammation is such a bad thing for us in so many ways. If you have a lot of inflammation that's happening all the time, you are going to develop different diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, dementia. Actually, they have found that Alzheimer's and other dementias are caused by inflammation. And a lot of autoimmune disorders are caused by inflammation. So the more positive thoughts that you have, no matter how dire the situation is, if you can always reframe and come back to focusing on some sort of loving thought about whatever's happening. And I know there's a lot of challenges right now in America and around the world that it's so difficult to have loving thoughts at this point in time. And as I said, I'm home. I'm able to do a lot of meditation. And I have been doing the best I can to send loving thoughts out to all of those world leaders and everyone that could possibly impact our planet. And it's challenging for me to do. But when I hear about this woman that I spoke about prior to the break, forgiving the doctor, the angel of death at the Holocaust, and she was considered a guinea pig in his experiments, I think it's possible to forgive and send love and healing to every being on this planet. And if she can do it, we all have that capability. And I have been doing it. I have been sending the leader of North Korea a lot of love and healing, and also our own leader. I feel that we need to focus on love and healing for all at this point in time. I think it's critical that, especially if you are a light worker, if you're in the energies, you're doing energy work, you're exploring energy healing, that you think about your perception of what you can do to help in these situations. And, you know, there's not a lot we can do. It's out of our hands, in a sense, but there's a lot we can of energy that we can send out. And it will have an impact if we're all working towards that. And so I have one little announcement I would like to make before I do partake in the Holy Grail great invocation that I want to say as a prayer, as closing the show. I'm going to do a little prayer for our planet and all of humanity. But before I go into that, I want to just speak of a dear friend of mine is a writer, and he has just released his first book. His name is Mark Collins, and he is on Amazon.com. You can check out his book. It's called The Heart Space Portal. It's by Mark Collins, and he speaks of love in the oneness of consciousness and a need for Western society to return to a veneration of the divine feminine, an awareness of global transformation, a recognition of heart-based consciousness as a key to healing and transformation. And so it's very exciting. I know he worked on it for such a long time. And, there's just amazing information about how to look at things differently and how to heal and how to get into your heart space and heal it so that you can forgive, so that you can send out love. And I'm just going to ask everyone at this time to envision yourself in a blue cone of light, being surrounded by this wonderful blue cone of light. And I'm going to say that it's a representative of Archangel Michael coming in. I'm asking Archangel Michael to come in and surround each individual that's listening to the show with a blue cone of light for our protection. And within that blue cone of light, you're standing there, and I'm going to ask that we're having a beautiful, pure white light that's coming in through your crown chakra, filling your being completely with white light. And it's healing every cell in your body, this white light. It's spread out through your fingers, out through your toes, and it's right surrounding every cell. And you're allowed to send that energy out, that light, that pure white light, send it out all around the planet, everyone you know, everyone you don't know, everyone that you see that needs healing in the purity of white light coming from the greater, higher power above. And just send that light out. And at this time, I'm going to say the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you for joining me on this show. I hope that you can take the time to send out light every day to all of these situations going on, from the natural disasters to the man-made potential disasters, so that we can heal all of these issues and come to peace, come to inner peace and outer peace. Thank you so much for joining me in the Mind Health Coach program. Feel free to email me at info@mindhealthcoach.com. And please visit my website. I'd love to get more people joining my email list. You can visit my website at mindhealthcoach.com. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast. To learn more about us, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.